朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
To you, brothers and sisters.
其实我今天晚上的声音比昨天晚上更有磁性啊。
My voice tonight is even more attractive than last time.
啊，今天中午修华跟我抱歉说他一集翻译错了。啊，我们感谢主哈，这两天真的让我们一起在主的面前听见他自己对我们说话。
We thank the Lord that the Lord has really spoken to us these couple of days.
其实就算我自己是个传道人，当我每一次预备这样子的信息，或是传递这样子信息的时候
，As a minister, every time I prepare messages like this.
哦，真的，你们就觉得是好像有个火在里面一样，非常非常的喜乐啊。
I just could feel there's a fire burning within me.
我讲到耶稣多么荣耀的事情啊
It's such a glorious thing to talk about Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个人被造就是为了他，万有是因他而造，也是。为着他而造的。
We were created for him. All things were created for him.
就如果我们活着不是为着他，而在我们的生活里面没有他的话，太可惜了，弟兄姊妹，白活。
That if we live without him or not for him, then we live our life in vain.
所以这一句话，短短的一句话，我希望成为我们新的一年全教会的提醒，甚至是我们这一生的提醒和帮助。
So I hope this will be a reminder for our whole church for the next year and even for our lifetime.
Holy brothers, now partakers of the heavenly calling.
圣洁弟兄啊，同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄。
弟兄姊妹，我们所以成为弟兄，因为神羔羊称我们为他的弟兄。
The reason that we become brothers is because the Lamb called us His brothers.
因为我们里面都得着了耶稣基督的生命做生命了。
Because we have all obtained the life of Christ to be our life.
我们能够成为同伴，是因为羔羊称我们为他的朋友，为他的同伴。
We become companions of each other. It's becauseThe Lamb calls us His companion.
哦，弟兄姊妹，太荣耀了。
This is so glorious.
我在想，我们这个人真的是信得很迟钝，然后我们常常真的缺少信心啊。
Oftentimes I feel we're too slow to believe and we lack faith.
我刚刚坐在那里唱那个荣耀羔羊的时候
，As I was singing the song The Glorious Lamb.
我就突然想起来十几年前我在电视上新闻看到那个。英国的威廉王子跑到加拿大去访问。
And I remember a news about more than 10 years ago that Prince William of England went to visit Canada.
他那个时候还不到20岁，大概跟 Aaron 差不多。
He was a teenager at that time.
哇，那个加拿大的年轻女孩子 crazy， 真的是发疯啊。
And the young girls in Canada just were crazy about him.
啊，在那个栏杆外面围着喊啊、叫啊、跳啊、送飞吻啊，哇，他们真的发疯一样啊。
They were just crazy about him and welcomed him with shouts and screaming.
地上一个小王子把他们搞疯了。
He's but a little prince on earth, and yet he made so many girls crazy.
耶稣万王之王，万主之主啊，弟兄姊妹。
And yet Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of the Lords.
那首诗歌说我良人一举目。众天使皆下拜。
The song says, "My beloved just lift up his eyes, and all the angels will prostrate and worship him."
他在天上太荣耀了，众天使根本不敢看他，太荣耀了。
He's so glorious in heaven that no angels can lay their eyes on him.
羔羊一抬头，所有天使砰一声跪下去，不敢看他。
So as the Lamb lifts up his head.All the angels were prostrate; they dare not stare at him.
然后看看我们今天在地上的人，我们这些儿女们对神儿子的态度，我们真的是羞愧啊，弟兄姊妹。
And yet, therefore, we ought to be ashamed of our attitude toward the King.
我相信那一天，当我们真见到他的时候
，I believe that day when we finally see him face to face.
或者我们在地上真被圣灵开眼睛，看见我们所信的到底是谁的时候
，or that our spiritual eyes being opened by the Holy Spirit, we get to see whom we really believe.
我们不仅仅会像彼得说主你离开我我是个罪人我们里面觉得太不配了
Not only that we will react like Peter did says Oh Lord depart from me I'm such a sinner
我们也会先看见启示录第五章那个敬拜的场面所有人都在他面前俯伏
And we will also see the worship scene in Revelation chapter 5 that everything was prostrate
24长老四活物众天使他们全部跪在宝座前俯伏
24 elders the four living things and all the angels were prostrate before him and worship him
弟兄姊妹要感谢主啊他居然召我们 成为他的同伴。
And yet how thankful that he called us to be his companion.
这个同伴是一生之久，直到永远啊。
And this companionship will last through a lifetime to eternity.
我们可以小信，我们可以失信，他永远信实。
Yes, we can have a little faith or even disown him, but he will never disown himself. He's faithful.
他永远跟我们同在。
And he will always be with us.
他在我们身上荣耀的工作、荣耀的旨意、荣耀的呼召，从来不后悔。
And his glorious work, his glorious callings will never be revoked.
所以今天晚上我们要讲到他 call 我们 to be the companion of the Lamb.
So this morning, this evening, we're going to be talking about he called us to be his companions.
他要召我们来成为他的同伴。
To be his companions.
弟兄姊妹，这两天我们弟兄一直讲到斯派克弟兄的信息，他自己的领受。我相信我们里面也都可以被这个徐伯伯里面也是有个东西在抓住他，你们可以感觉得到哈。
I believe that these couple of days as we listen to Brother Xu's message, we can tell that there's something laying hold of him.
我今天看他急的是巴不得赶快讲话加速加倍讲更多给我们听啊。
Today he was so desperate he wanted to speak more to us to deliver the message.
就是光那么一句宝贝的话，主永远坐在宝座上，他是一切，他是我们的中心，都够了。
But that statement by itself.That the Lord is sitting on the throne. He is all and He is enough. That would be good enough.
讲到 Christ is above all. 基督是超越一切。
The book of Colossians says Christ is above all things.
以弗所书讲到基督是一切，又在一切之内。
And the book of Ephesians tells us that the Lord Jesus is all and He is in all.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们忘记了这几天的信息，你不要忘记这三件事情。Jesus is all and in all and above all.
If we can forget about all the messages, but let's remember that Jesus is in all and he's above all.
真的是我们的一切。
He is our all.
没有一个人事物可以跟耶稣相比的。
There's nothing and no one can be compared with Jesus.
他 in all, 在我们每一天的生活、每一天的接触、每一天的人事物、每一天的环境里面。
And he is in all, in everything that...All the people that we deal with, everything we encounter in our daily life.
我们可以在每一件事情里面来经历基督，来得着基督。
We can experience and obtain Christ in everything we come across.
He is above all, 基督居首位。
And he is above all, he has the first place.
他应该在凡事上居首位，他配得我们的敬拜，配得我们的爱戴。配得我们的侍奉，配得我们的跟随。
He should have the supremacy in everything. He deserves our service, our following, and our love.
太好了哈，弟兄姊妹。
How wonderful that is.
我们今天来讲这个第三个信息，就是神召我们，基督召我们来成为他的同伴。
Today we share with you this, the third message that the Lord Jesus called us to be his companion.
同伴。讲到那个特殊的关系。
So companionship is a special relationship.
同样呢，他召我们成为他的同伴，因为神托付给他一个荣耀的使命。
He called us to be his companions because God has commissioned him a special mission.
他召我们跟他一同来完成这个荣耀的使命。
So he called us to accomplish this special purpose with him.
弟兄姊妹 ，again is our honor， 是真的是我们的荣耀。
Again, that is our honor.
我上次举过例子，一个有钱的人走在路上，看见一个穷人，看见一个乞丐。
Once I gave you an example, a rich man walked on the street and he saw a very poor beggar.
几天没有吃饭，饿得不得了，这个身体发抖，冻得不得了。
He hasn't eaten for many days and he's starving and he's cold.
穷，脏得不得了，这个人给他穿好衣服，让他洗干净。给他吃好的，给他穿上好的。
And this rich man gave him food and gave him clothes and make him well.
这是有恩于他。
So he is being gracious to this poor man.
弟兄姊妹，蒙恩跟蒙爱又不一样啊。
But there's a difference between receiving grace and being loved.
他如果不光施恩给他，而且爱他。那个把他当孩子一样来爱他，弟兄姊妹，这是不一样，往前跨了一大步了。
If the rich man can even love this beggar, then that's even one step forward.
他关心他，关心他的心情，关心他的健康，弟兄姊妹，这是爱，这比施恩更往前去。
If this rich man can care about him and love him and care about what he thinks and feeling, that's love and it's even more than being gracious.
真把他当为儿子，他在成全他，他在教育他。他把他送到最好的学校去装备他，为了要让他能够成为一个有 有用的器皿，弟兄姊妹，这是一个更深的爱。
And it's even a deeper love if he treats this person as his own child and let him be educated and give him good opportunity.
有一天他能够让这个年轻人有份于他自己所有的事业，无论他到哪里去带着他，什么事情他们一起讨论，一起面对，把他当同工同伴来看。弟兄姊妹啊，这是一个更深的信任和重用啊。
And it's even a deeper trust if he can treat this poor person as his partners in business and in everything he do, his careers.
天上的万王之王肯爱我们
，and yet the King of Kings in heaven loves us，
施恩给我们
，and be gracious to us，
已经够我们一生感恩不尽。
That's already good enough for us to be grateful all our lifetime。
他居然肯招我们
，and yet he's willing to call us，
让我们成为他的同伴
，to be his companion，
让我们成为他的同工
，and be his co-workers，
让我们一起有份于神在这个整个万有中那个伟大的计划。
That we get to share in God's eternal will in this universe。
因为这是不得了。的事情
呢、啊？
我们在大部分都在电脑公司上班了、啊。
Most of us work in computer companies.
我不晓得你的成绩怎么样，你能不能到达 VP， 到达 President CEO， 去跟他们开 top meeting？
I don't know if you are what level you are in your company, whether you can be in the board meeting or the top level manager.
但是我们荣耀的神，他的儿子居然呼召我们成为他的同工。
And yet this glorious God, the King, is calling us to be His co-workers.
就是因为。太伟大，嘴巴有限哈，所以我们好像信不来。
This is too great to believe。
就跟你回到三千年，不要三千年，三百年前，你跟人家说波音747可以把你带到太空去，他信不来，因为看不到，不信不来，真的信不来。
Just like if we go back to time 300 years back, and you tell someone at that time that an airplane can take you off.Into the sky, this person will not be able to believe.
那对我们经历过的，我们知道 it's possible.
But for us who have experienced it, we know that it's possible.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要求神把我们带进，真的带进所有应许和真理的实际啊。
Therefore, we need to ask God to lead us into all the reality of the truth.
所以我的第一个点讲到，我们从蒙恩、蒙爱到蒙召，成为羔羊的同伴。
First thing is that we have been given grace.Love and calling to become companions of the Lamb.
因着他的施恩，我们成了蒙恩的罪人。
Because of His grace, we become a blessed sinner.
因着他的大爱，我们成为蒙爱的儿女。
Because of His great love, we become beloved children of God.
因着荣耀的呼召，我们成为君尊的祭司。
Because of His glorious calling, we become a royal priest.
羔羊的同伴
and then we become companions of the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹，所以我们要知道，我们都是在做大事的人。
So we have to know that we're about to do great things.
一点不是往脸上贴金，知道吗？
We're not just being bragging or boasting.
所以当别人要跟黎希米谈条件的时候，黎希米说：“我现在在办理大功，我不能下去。”
So when people were about to negotiate with Nehemiah, he says, "I'm doing great works, I cannot."
他知道他在做什么。
Because he knows what he was doing.
他知道他在做的事情是大事。
He knows that he was accomplishing great works.
有一个非常有前途的一个年轻人，他把他一生奉献给神。
There was a young man who had a great future, yet he offered his entire life to God.
所有他的同伴当初比不上他的人，后来赚了很多的钱，很有成就。
And all his companions that were less educated all became rich and made a lot of money.
别人问他说：“你会不会后悔？”你如果跟我们一样的话，你一年起码是几百万、上千万的。
So later on, his friends ask, "Are you regretting if you follow the path just like us? You will be multimillionaires now."
他说：“这几百万、几千万，岂能换我现在手中的工作呢
？”Then he says, "How can these multimillion dollars exchange what I have doing now?"
弟兄姊妹，这是看见。
And this is having a vision.
这是信心。
And this is a faith.
弟兄姊妹啊，这些人将来他们所有在主面前的摆下。通通都不是突然的。
All these sacrifices to the Lord are not in vain.
所以我们蒙恩的罪人，蒙爱的儿女，蒙召的祭司，我们跨境，我们成为羔羊的同伴。
So we're blessed sinners, beloved children of God and the royal priest. Now we become companions of the Lamb.
不光在地上的时候，他这样子呼召。今天早上念慈姊妹也念了这段圣经给我们听啊。
Not only that the Lord Jesus called us while He was on earth.
好了 ，Come and follow me. 写到没有？
Like, come and follow me. Now, are you awake?
起来跟从我。
Come and follow me.
弟兄姊妹啊，从来没有人见过神呢。
No one has ever seen God.
只有父怀里的独生子把他给彰显出来。
Only the only begotten Son in His bosom, He manifests Himself.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，他是神本体的真相。人看见他，就像看见神一样。
He's the radiance of God's glory and the substance of God's Godhead.And when people see him, it's like seeing God.
当他在地上出现的时候
When he appeared on earth.
虽然外面他没有加行美容叫人羡慕
Even though he did not have good countenance for people to admire.
当他一说来跟从我
But yet he says, come and follow me.
彼得安德烈立刻撇下网
Peter and Andrew, they dropped their nets right away.
雅各约翰立刻辞了船别的父亲起来跟随耶稣
James and John just forsake their ship and their father and follow Jesus.
弟兄姊妹在这一段的信息我们曾经说过在他们的身上这一个呼召跟这一个呼召的回应有三个非常宝贝的点啊。
The three points about this great calling and their great responses.
第一，他们是撇下一切来跟随耶稣。
First, they forsake everything to follow Jesus.
撇下网，丢下船，别的父亲。
They drop their nets, forsake their ship, and then say goodbye to their father.
弟兄姊妹啊，我不晓得我们的网今天舍不舍得放下来。
I don't know if we're willing to drop our nets.
我们网是用来谋生的，是用来打。收获的、啊、
Because we use the net to make a living.
学生一样有网啊，你不要以为你没上班就没网。
Students too, you have nets.
我们天天都在打网抓喜欢要的东西。
And every day we're casting nets to try to capture things we like.
我们追求想要的东西。
And we pursue our desires.
船也是我们谋生的工具，也是我们盛装所得的东西。
And ship, we also use ship to make a living and also store what we have gotten.
啊，父亲是我们地上的关系。
And fathers of are the relationships that we have on earth.
当主耶稣出现的时候说来跟从我。
When Jesus appeared and said, come and follow me.
弟兄姊妹不是这些网不可爱。
It's not that those nets are not lovable.
不是这些船上的收获不重要。
Or what they caught with the nets in the ship not important.
不是他跟他的父亲的关系不宝贵。
Or their relationship with their father is not precious.
而是耶稣的千万人中的第一人吸引了他们
But yet Jesus being the fairest of 10,000 drew him
他们的前途他们的抱负他们的打算他们一切所贪爱的都在耶稣的显现上显得没有价值
Once Jesus appears all their ambitions their plans and their future become insignificant
他们甘心撇下了这一切
So willingly they drop everything
主耶稣说爱父母过于爱我的不配做我的门徒
Jesus says anyone who loves your parents more than me is not worthy to be my disciple
主耶稣说爱儿女过于爱我的不配做我的门徒
And anyone who loves your children more than me is not worthy to be my disciple
主耶稣说凡不能够撇下一切起来跟从我的不配做我的门徒
Anyone who cannot drop everything follow me is not worthy to be my disciple
真的很难我跟你说天然人没有人可以答应这样子的要求
Doesn't it sound very hard? Not a natural man can satisfy this request
只有当耶稣向我们显现的时候
But only when Jesus appears to us
他的美丽吸引我们
And his beauty will draw us
他的荣耀把我们整个的生命都扣住了
And his glory will capture our life
是自己的手甘心放下世上的享受
So willingly we let go of our grab
是自己的脚甘心走上十字架的道路
And our feet willingly walk on the path of the cross
是我们自己的心甘心愿意全心来爱他没有勉强的
our heartWillingly loved him without any coercion. So if we live among the men in this world,
一个小小的威廉王子可以叫这些女孩子发疯一样。
And a Prince William can cause so many girls to be crazy.
但是我们是属天的眼光，属天的儿女。
But yet we are the children of, we are the heavenly children.
希望主耶稣自己来吸引我们。
May the Lord Jesus Himself draw us.
所以羔羊历代以来一直呼召来。跟从我
Throughout the generations, the Lamb keeps on calling, "Come, follow me."
弟兄姊妹，我们的网到底肯不肯舍得为主放下来
？Are we willing to cast to drop our nets?
不是叫我们不要上班。
I'm not saying that don't go to work anymore.
不是叫我们不要管家事。
Or don't care about your family.
不是叫我们不要再去做世上正常的生活。
Or don't live a normal life in the world.
主是要得着我们这个人。
But God wants to lay hold of this.
弟兄姊妹，跟随羔羊。
to follow the Lamb,
成为羔羊的同伴
to be companions of the Lamb,
不是要改变我们生活所做的事情
It's not to change what we do in our daily life,
而是要改变我们做这些事情的态度
but to change the attitude while we do these things,
我们的心让主居首位
that in our hearts, Jesus has the first place,
and Jesus must be the center of our life, 主耶稣必须是我们生活的中心
and Jesus must be the center of our life,
主叫彼得继续打鱼
Paul, Jesus still let Peter continue to be a fisherman.
继续撒网。
He continued to cast nets.
但是他却是为神家得着灵魂。
But yet he continued to win souls for God's house.
神让雅各继续补网，那么让约翰继续补网。
And then Jesus let John continue to fix nets.
他却是为神家的见证在这里补网了。
But yet he's fixing nets for the testimony of God's house.
把破口被异端所伤害的、所造成的神家的束缚的漏洞。他通通一个一个用真理用生命补起来
and he's using the truth to make up all the brokages in the household of God
弟兄姊妹
都呼召
我们做一个更高的事、啊、
because God is calling us to do something even higher
大事
it's a great thing
我昨天晚上引用斯派克弟兄的那句话刚才被电视姊妹 拿来用哈你们知道是从哪本书出来的吗
I quoted us Mr. Brother Sparks and then Sister Nancy just quoted. Do you know where which book that comes from?
他说最小的事情，只要基督在其中，跟基督发生关系，就是最大的事。
He says the smallest things, as long as it is related to Christ, is the biggest thing.
这是在他写的一个，在他的一篇信息里面叫做上头来的呼召 or the on high calling.
It's from a message on high calling.
弟兄姊妹，你真被上面的呼召抓住的话
，If we are captured by this on high calling,
每一件小事都要成为大事了。
And a little thing will become a great thing.
啊，我们要感谢主哈。
We will thank the Lord.
让我们能够 come to every meeting for Jesus.
So that we can come to every meeting for Jesus.
要翻中文 ，do everything for Jesus.
做所有的事情都为耶稣。
然后我们每一天的 life 我们过每一天的生活都 for Jesus
and we live our everyday life for Jesus
我们在这里跟每一个人的关系我们爱每一个人也都为了耶稣的缘故
and we love everyone for Jesus
弟兄姊妹都成为大事了
and these things will become great
你的孩子不会再这么烦你了
and your children will no longer be so irritated
他是神要来祝福我们的宝贝
and they're God's means to bless us
那个折磨你的老板我们要哈利路亚
and we should say hallelujah to the manager that's torturing you
你知道那个不管开刀的开外科医生牙医啊，弄到那个最险要的地方都要用 special tools 你知道吗
you know that all the surgeons they have to use special tool for something very delicate
啊，如果他们拿杀牛的刀帮我这里开刀的话我现在就已经残废了
if they use a butcher's knife to operate on me, then I will be disabled by now.
Stanford 医院用那个 microscope 用了不知道几十个，在这里非常细的帮我切这个瘤。
They have to use very special tools to cut my tumor.
啊，那我现在还能够像个人样。
So now I still can look the way I look now.
弟兄姊妹啊，神真的是调度万事，在我们身上做奇妙的工作。
So God is working on all things so that He can do wonderful work.
你记得我以前曾经跟你们讲过英国女王这个冠冕上面的这个钻石哈，500多克拉 ，The Star of Africa, 非洲之星。
Remember I told you about this diamond on the crown of Queen of England, the Star of Africa.
那是英国一个国王过生日的时候，他们在非洲开发出来。3000多克拉
when it was first discovered in Africa, it was more than 3,000 carats.
他们找了世界上最好的钻石雕刻家在荷兰。
They found the best jeweler in the world.
他研究了几个月。
And then after he invested it, then observed it for several months.
这个不是随便敲一下就出来的，他研究了几个月。
He studied this jewel for several months.
报纸上说他一吹下去的时候。钻石没有裂，他吓昏了，太紧张了。
The news says, after his first strike, it didn't break, but then he fainted.
所以他要再回去研究了很久很久很久以后。
And then he studied even more.
他再回来，啪一下下去，这个钻石裂为将近20块。
And then he hit it once again, and then it broke into more than 20 pieces.
让这个原来3000多克拉的变成了几个最重要的宝石，冠冕上的、权杖上的。项链上的啊，这是英国的国宝。
And they were able to get some of the most precious jewels on the crown and on the scepter of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹啊，你我是圣以弗所书第二章告诉我们，我们是神手中的杰作。
And yet the Bible tells us that we are the masterpieces of God's hand.
是在基督耶稣里做成。
And we are formed in Christ Jesus.
哈利路亚。
Hallelujah.
所以你我的生活如果跟基督没有关，就跟神的工作没有关。
If our life has nothing to do with Christ,then we have nothing to do with the work of God.
你我的侍奉如果跟基督没有关，这个侍奉在神眼中毫不算数。
If our service has nothing to do with Christ, then the service is insignificant.
你我人生的追求，家庭也好，职业也好，基督若不在其中，一切都归无有。
If Christ is not in the pursuit of our life, then everything is in vain.
所以这个呼召是一辈子的啊。
So this calling is for a lifetime.
听见就起来。
If we hear that, rise up.
从来不勉强人。
And God does not, God never forces anyone.
马太福音十六章第二十四节说：“若有人要跟从我。”
Matthew chapter 16 verse 24 says, "If anyone desires to come after me."
若有人
says if anyone.
太多这样子的呼召，前面都加了一个若。
There's so many such conditional callings. There's if.
我们其实很希望这个弱字出现在别的地方哈。
We hope that this if will appear somewhere.
如果 IRS 说若有人想付税 ，welcome.
So if IRS says if anyone desires to pay tax, they're welcome.
如果你们学校的老师派作业的时候，若有人想做 homework, welcome.
Or if your teacher says if anyone desires to do homework.You're welcome to.
如果爸爸跟你说，若有人想帮忙洗碗 ，welcome.
If your father says, if anyone desires to wash dishes, he is welcome.
我们的爸爸在这些上面都加个若。
We hope that all these requests will have this condition.
但是其实我们最不希望出现的地方就是在这里。
But this is the place that we hope to appear the least.
我们巴不得总强迫我们起来爱他，我跟你说。
Well, I hope that the Lord will just force us to love him.
居然他说，若有人要跟从。
But yet he says, if anyone desires to come after me,
居然不强迫我们
he does not force us.
并不代表他不爱我们
It doesn't mean that he doesn't love us.
他永远爱我们
He always loves us.
但是他也想要，他也渴慕得到我们对他的爱
Yet he desires and he thirsts and longs for our love.
为了这个渴慕，为了这个需要，他不能够来强迫我们
For this desire, for this longing, he just cannot force us.
他把这个权利交给我们
And he gives us.The choice.
若有人要跟从我
If anyone desires to come after me.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们这一生生活的品质，永世的结局，完全在乎我们怎么拣选。
Our destiny, and the quality of our life all depends on how we make our choices.
这些拣选不是其他的什么，我到底是穿 jacket 还是穿这个西装啊，我到底穿球鞋还是皮鞋，不是这些芝麻小事情。
I'm not talking about choices of whether I should put on a jacket or tuxedo or sneakers or shoes.
而是到底我们拣不拣选主耶稣。
Or whether we choose the Lord Jesus.
对不起啊，主从来不勉强我们。
The Lord never forces us.
但是今天我们要为着我们自己所有的拣选负完全的责任。
But yet we have to be completely responsible for our choices.
上个礼拜如果你们看世界日报的话，你会我不晓得你们注意到一个小新闻。
If you read news last week, don't know if you pay attention to a small news.
在中国有一个人，他把这个一个古董哈，元代的一个花瓶啊，二十块钱卖掉了。
Someone in China sold an antique for $20.
20块人民币啊。
20人民币。
然后现在才发现这个原来是一个这么宝贝的一个国宝。
Then he realized this is some very precious antique.
哇，他们估价起码值2亿。
He said probably $200 million.
啊，对对，夫妇后悔的不得了不得了，他说他们说要去请律师帮忙，说把当初的这个卖的约毁掉。
And then how much this couple regrets.And then they hope they can get an attorney to destroy the contract, the sales contract.
当初他卖的时候
But when they were selling it,
没有人强迫他
No one forced them.
人家本来想出更低的，他说至少要二十块
They got even lower offer, but they say at least 20.
人家愿意出二十块，他也愿意卖出去。
So someone was willing to pay 20 renminbi.
这一卖把2亿交出去了啊。
So actually they gave away something worth $200 million.
今天在我们多少的决定里面
？So many choices that we make.
我们出卖了永恒的价值。
And yet we sell out something
with
eternal value.
以扫一样，为着眼前的红汤。
Just like Esau for the red bean soup.
圣经上说他贪恋世俗，如同以扫。
Yeah, the Bible says he lusts after the world.
为了一碗红汤，他出卖了他长子的名分。
Therefore, he sold out his birthright.
今天我们可能为了一场电影，我们 miss 了一个聚会。
So today we might miss a meeting because of a movie.
今天我们可能为了想跟别人出去玩。
Or we like to go out, hang out.
而我们不肯在家里面有一段时间。来亲近神。
And then we forsake a quiet time at home.
弟兄姊妹，其实在我们生活里面有太多这样子的事情。
We have all these choices in our daily life.
主不勉强我们。
The Lord never forces us.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But dear brothers and sisters.
一个真正拣选耶稣、跟随耶稣的人。
Person who truly choose the Lord and follow the Lord.
虽然是要付代价。
Even though we have to pay price.
但是他所得到的祝福。
But yet the blessings he receives.
他所产生的价值。
And also the value that he gets.
他给自己带来的喜乐。
And the joy it brings.
决定是这个世界不能给也不能换的。
Will far surpass what this world can offer.
我学徐伯伯，信不信由你。
It's up to you to believe or not.
真的。
I'm telling the truth.
弟兄姊妹，没有人跟随耶稣而生命不被改变的。
There's no one who follows Jesus without having their life being transformed.
没有人拣选耶稣而后来后悔的。
There's no one who chooses Jesus and then later on regrets.
没有人不是因为跟随耶稣，他整个人生的价值被提升了。
There's no one who follows Jesus without having their value of life being elevated.
没有人跟随耶稣而他的祝福没有被神扩大。
There's no one who follows Jesus without having their blessing being increased.
没有人因为跟随耶稣而他的喜乐不被加深。
There's no one who follows Jesus without having their joy being increased.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。